All great escapes require pluck, brains, and courage. If you're lucky, you may also enjoy the convenience of a reliable getaway vehicle. In this respect, Anastasia McCrumpet was very lucky. You might even say that she had won the jackpot of escape rides, an all-expenses-paid cruise in a hot air balloon. And not just any hot air balloon, mind you. The HMB Flying Fox was a chameleonic craft. This means, dear reader, that, like a clever chameleon, this balloon transformed to blend in with its surroundings. At the moment in which we join Anastasia, the Flying Fox was a superbly stealthy, almost black-blue, scintillating with hundreds of starry twinkles and practically invisible against the night sky. Two other passengers crouched in the wicker balloon basket with Anastasia. Miss Penelope Apple, librarian extraordinaire, and, she had revealed not 5 minutes earlier, Anastasia's secret aunt, and the dashing mustachioed Baldwin, an ally in Anastasia's escape from a fate most terrible. This wonderfully bewhiskered gent was, Anastasia had just discovered, Miss Apple's brother. And that made him Anastasia's secret uncle. It was a night for learning secrets. Anastasia itched to learn the biggest secret of all. Why had Primrose and Prudent Snodgrass, two celebrated kidnappers of children, deemed potentially dangerous, nabbed an absolutely average, almost 11-year-old from the humble town of Mooslick? Why had two nefarious agents of CRUD, Committee for Rubbing Out Unnatural Dreadfuls, snatched Anastasia from her humdrum life and locked her up in a soggy former lunatic asylum?
Why, she asked, did Prim and Prude bother with me?
Miss Apple and Baldwin exchanged a serious look.
It's a long story, Baldwin finally said, and chock full of scandal and shockers. Real jaw-droppers. Are you sure you want to find out?
Tell me, Anastasia urged. I want to know.
Brave girl.
Baldwin nodded his approval.
First of all, we're going to need s'mores.
Miss Apple rummaged in the picnic basket she had packed for their balloon voyage.
Secrets of this caliber, Baldwin explained, are best revealed under the stars, around a fire, whilst eating s'mores.
Really?
Anastasia raised her eyebrows.
I'm utterly serious, her uncle said, and he was. Why do you think so many children whisper stories around a campfire? There's a proper way to do everything, and you should be particularly methodical whilst revealing whopping great secrets.
Baldwin's right, dear.
Miss Apple tore open a plastic packet of jumbo marshmallows and handed one to Anastasia.
Too bad Ollie and Quentin aren't here,
Anastasia said.
Ollie loves sweets.
Besides, Oliver and Quentin Drybread had plenty of s'mores-worthy secrets of their own. First and foremost, they were shadow boys. That is to say, they possessed a peculiar talent for shifting into shadows. And second, they belonged to a completely confidential, holy hugger-mugger, so hush-hush and mum's the word only three people in the world knew about it, Pinky sworn to secrecy league. But we'll get to that later. Anastasia consoled herself with the hope that they would all gobble plenty of future s'mores around future campfires. Following their daring skedaddle from St. Agony's Asylum, Quentin had promised they would see each other again soon, somewhere at the end of the balloon journey.
You've seen a great many new things this past month, child, Miss Apple said, passing out sticks. Boys who turn into shadows, an auntie who transforms into a mischief of mice,
an uncle who transmogrifies into a majestic wolf,
Baldwin added, spearing his marshmallow.
Oh, Baldy, Miss Apple said. You were so vain.
I'm not vain at all.
Baldwin poked his marshmallow into the flame of the balloon burner.
I'm simply stating a fact. And by the way, I think you make rather a majestic mischief of mice, Penny.
Me too,
Anastasia agreed, remembering the swarm of acrobatic squeakers, all Miss Apple, it had turned out, dancing and leaping and somersaulting through St. Agony's Asylum not one day earlier.